Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Amen. Father, we thank you that even as we study your Word, that you minister to us by your Spirit. Lord, I make it known to your children that I'm not trusting on my own human intellect, but I'm depending upon you, Spirit of God, to speak forth the word with power and with anointing. And Lord, I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word tonight, in Jesus' name. Father God, on Wednesday, it's Election Day. And Lord, even as we'll be going to elections, we have been praying for this day, Lord. Father, we're believing that it's going to be a success, it's going to be peaceful, that everybody will be voting well, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that through the voting on Wednesday, that you will be guiding in choosing the people that you want to be in government. In the name of Jesus. Father, we believe that at the end of the day, the people that you have chosen, that God will be in government, they will be our leaders, Lord. Lord, we believe you and we thank you right now for that in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen. Amen. Shake a hand of somebody next to you as you sit down. Tell them, I am the highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Now, tonight, I want us to continue with the series that I started last Sunday night on the imprint on the mind. The imprint on the mind. Did you enjoy the word last Sunday? Yes. Amen? Yes. Yeah. Now, we thank God that, you know, God wants us to have the imprint, you know, on the mind. Now, let me take this time to say this, that you know, there are some situations that happen in our lives, and that those situations, of course, as I said last week, that at times we normalize abnormal situations. Remember? We talked about that at times we normalize abnormal situations, that we need to always make sure that the situations are, I mean, what is right, it's what we should always look at. And it's what we need to be talking about. Amen? Now, I remember I talked about the choice assorted. You remember that? You know, choice assorted. Now, I know that for those that have been long, we understand that, you know, how the term came about, that we get used to it. You know, but maybe that term might be like speaking bad on the people, might be offensive on people, maybe who are, you know, maybe in a situation like that. And so I want to take this time to apologize for using that term, you know, and say that, you know, please forgive me for using that term of a choice assorted. Do you forgive me? Yeah. So I will try to make sure that, you know, what I say is, you know, even though I speak the truth, I will always be circumspect in my telling of the truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, the imprint in our minds. We have seen that the things that happens to us forms an image. You know, they form an image, and that image can distract us. It has the ability to distract you. And also on the other side, you can take a decision because of what you saw happening. You can take a decision that I choose that I am not going to go that route. To give an example, so I grew up in a family whereby my father was a drinker and a heavy drinker. And then he would come home, you know, drunk and create a scenario. I'm telling you, he was the sweetest man ever on Monday until Thursday. Yeah. He was the sweetest man. If you know my father, you don't know my father. Yeah, but if you have met my father, he was the sweetest man Monday to Thursday. When it's Friday, really our heart. Because we know how Reni Yakanakwe has come and he hasn't arrived. So many who station is not Ufului. You know, and then he has gone somewhere. And now when he comes, hey, it's going to be challenged. Kohore, you know, whether Ota Bulela, you know, the whole night. Kohore, Kohotasla, you know, I never thought of putting the ear, you know, or maybe that could have helped me. The earplugs, yeah, then at least I get sleep. But it was, you know, that situation, telling of the family where I grew up. So that thing showed me that, you know, look at how things are. And look at how negative it's influencing. And I remember one day they had sent me to go and buy beers. You know, I had two bottle of beers. And then I said, I want to taste what is it that they are so passionate about. I get onale, you know, they left masalela, makarita. Yeah. So I took a bottle and then I drank. Okay. But Philip says, sip. kakaritlen. Yeah. And then when I tasted that, it was bad. And then I said, I don't know what is it that they are enjoying from this. Right there and there, I took a decision. I said, I will never drink this ever in my life. I was about 9 years old or somewhere there. Took a decision. And I've kept to that decision. Yeah. Now, that is on beer. And on a wine, I was visiting my cousin. You know him. And so he says to me that, you know, he's popular and so forth. So he says to me, hey, you need to, you know. So I said, no, I don't take alcohol. So he said to me, you need to taste wine. Wine is sweet. You know, now I don't take beer. I take wine. It's sweet. You know, and, you know, poured a little bit in a glass, and then I tasted, and then I still said no. Yeah. Now here, the decision was not based on the taste, but it was based on what I saw at home, the experience, you know, what happened. And I say that the moment I get hooked to this thing, this is the lifestyle that I'm going to live. Yeah. So now at that time, I think I was, what, maybe about 16 years old and so forth. Yeah. And then I said that, still no ways, I will not. Yeah. So, you know, it's by the grace of God that I took that decision. Because the imprint would have been somehow, you know, that, oh, this is how life is. This is how you are to live your life. And so by the time I got saved, thank God that was a decision that I had taken already. And so, the imprint on our minds are very critical. And so, we need to be very careful what is it that we are allowing in our lives and in our minds. You know, we need to be very careful. Amen? Amen. Now, let's turn our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now, that is the last scripture that we read last Sunday, and so we will kick off from there. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. Now, God says, the Bible says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Can you say this? God has not given me spirit of fear, but He has given me spirit of power, spirit of love, and spirit of self-control. So there are three things here that the Bible is talking about. There is one thing, the spirit of fear, that is in the negative. Now, in the positive, it's three things: power, spirit of power, and love, and self-control. Is the Holy Spirit powerful? He is powerful. Is He a spirit of love? You know, He is spirit of love. This morning we were talking about love, right? Yeah, and the Holy Spirit helps you to love. You know, the more you allow the Holy Spirit in your life to work, is the more you find yourself loving. Is the more you become selfless. Yeah. Now, the third thing is also important here, self-control. The Holy Spirit is also a spirit of self-control. He's helping us in our self-control. Now, power. He's able to go out there and do things. Love is able to relate well with people. Self-control, it's about you. That's why the Bible calls it self. You know, self-control. So the Holy Spirit, as much as He's able to use you to impact other people, to love other people. Now, where are you going to use power? In other things and other people, right? Yeah. And also, so it's outward. And also love. You know, you love other people. Yeah. But self-control, you don't have self-control to other people. Self-control is, you know, on you. Yeah. Self-control. Yeah. So, self-control it's now talking about what is in the mind. That when there are issues in the mind, you're able to control them. You know, self-control, you're able to deal with them in your mind. The Bible talks about gird the loins of your mind. You know, so you have control over your mind. You know, you are saying, so now, what is this saying? This is saying that the Holy Spirit can enable us to choose what goes on in our mind. And also can enable us to deal with strongholds in our minds. Self-control. In other words, you are not just reckless, you know, but you have the ability to control your life, yourself. And so this is saying that we need to be paying attention to what's going on in our mind. You know, it's my mind under control, or it's my mind reckless, it's my mind open. You know, what is it that it's in that is going on here? Is it good for me or is it bad for me? So situations that happens in our life have an imprint in our minds, but we can take control over them. You don't have to allow it to, you know, go haywire. You can say that this I will not allow in my life. You know, just like we're talking about, I told you that the family where I grew up, this is how it was. This is how my father was. Yeah, but, you know, I could say that, you know, he's my father. He's right. I will do exactly like he did. I can take that decision. It's easy. I can take it. Yeah. And in that way, I will be allowing the imprint of the situation that is in my mind to have control of my life. But I can also choose and say that I will not go that route. Amen? You know, I can also choose, and I do choose. I chose that I will not go that route, because I saw that route is bringing headaches, is bringing problems, difficulties. And that route, it is not okay. So I said that I will not go that route. Took a choice, made a decision. Are you with me? And so, what I'm trying to say here tonight, I'm saying that it does not matter your background. It does not have to hold you back. It does not have to hold you down. It does not matter how bad it is. It does not have to hold you down. That you can rise up above that situation. More especially that God says that God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. There is the power of God that is able to come through in your life. Look, if, for instance, you did not have a good father as a role model, you know, God can help you that you be a good father. God can help you. You don't have to say that, oh, but, you know, my father was like this and I allowed this in my... No, you can take a decision and say that my father was not good, you know, but I've got a heavenly father, you know, and there are many other good examples of men who were good. And you can take a decision that I will be a good father. A good father you know, a good husband, meaning that I will love my wife. I will take care of my wife. I will love my children. I will take care of my children. You can take that decision. That is part of self-control. Yeah. But if you don't have self-control and say, ah, banaba, rona re khotse mosan papa rona sa re tlhokomele le bona ba tla bona gore ba gola bjang. You understand? You know, papa never send money to my mother. So le bona, they will see gore ba tswa bjang. Ha ba tla bona, e tla ba banna. You know, ba tlo ja bogobe le bona ba tla gola. Bophelo bo tlo tswella pele. And then now with that, it would be a decision that does not have self-control in it. And it's a decision that makes you, or as a person, reckless and irresponsible. You never take responsibility. And that is not good. See, self-control is saying that, you know, I took a decision. I said that I will love my wife, get married to her. And I need to stay committed to that decision. That's self-control. That's her, and that's it. What makes me to stick to her is the power of the Holy Spirit of self-control. Hi. Don't be deceived. Are you with me? Hi. You're living out there. You know. Bonaba thing. By Ponza. By Tala. You know. By Miriri. You know. By compressor. Yeah. Bonaba thing. By compressor. And have a compress it, you know, could figure it out. Bon appétit! But what keeps me to her is the power of self-control. The power of self-control. Yeah. And then so, lava compressite, the figure di tla kwa, you know, batla ba fita. The power of self-control, you know, even though you are in the vicinity, but you know what, there is only one person that already my heart with Eri. With Zeri. You understand? Yeah. But now, if there is no spirit of self-control, it's a whole level that it's about to lay. I compress it, I tadile, you know, I tassite, you know, how to lay. Hey, we better get into a way, you know, while about. Yeah. And the next thing, on a secret phone. Edulanko Koloi. Yeah, Eko Haye, you know, Basa Itzebe. Yeah. And then nobody should touch your phone. All of a sudden, why, you know? Eh? Why yanu you know papa ho mang mang You know, phone your house, it's in a little pin code, a reside zeba. You know, pattern we change this, it's a reside zeba. No, it's because there is no longer self-control. Are you with me? And so, the power of self-control, it's critical in our lives. Yeah. And so, you now, when you have self-control, you know, Jorge, this is what God has desired. Has desired that I should get married to her. Has desired that I should. This is the woman that I will live with her for the rest of my life. Yeah. And when the next one enter, you know, you no longer, it does not touch that thing, touch you, because there is self-control. But that was not self-control. Maybe Kilimuruti, Kitlari, you know, Pila, you know, Bible, Ebulela Kabu Abraham, what's about Abraham? You know, what's about Hapo Hunalebo Jacobo, you know, and then what's about Leta Fitale Nonsa Letengi, you know, and then Le Solomoni, I girl Motiva Solomoni. Yeah, you know, go fella bona, level like Kiba Tuba Mudimu Abuletting Kabona. God spoke about these people. You know, they are great. How when you go to the Hebrews 11, you know, the wall of faith, you find those people. Abraham, you know, Jacob, and who else? You know, David and Solomon. They are all there. They are there in Hebrews 11. Huram Mudimu was happy with them. You see, how is not self-control? You know, kile muruti soy, yano ki change shadi. Yeah. Huram Mudimu, you know, was happy with them. But surprisingly, all of them, it was not just one person. Yeah. All of them, Abraham, agiru ila yako haga. Agiru ibile, le sara witu ila ra watseba, you know. Hai rahale. Jacobo lena, ena, maybe piluha nzele montwe mare, the father-in-law waitu, agiru watseba lo eno ruila mutliseta, you know, another one, feleleta ele baba bedi. You know, tafita watseba hore, you know, babile tenge bo, bo Bathsheba, bo, Abigail, mwana Saul, bo Michael, watseba, akirika ofelo watseba hore, you know, tafita oba, oba ba kavarile ka ofela. Yeah. And then, Solomon ena wakiru, kintu etzi ba halang. Now, when I you see, the problem is not the scripture. The problem is the imprint in the mind. And the imprint now, because there is no longer self-control, it's allowing me now to take the weight, to change it, so that my lifestyle can, the Bible can accommodate the evil desire that I have. So God says that, let there be self-control. You know, let there be self-control. He says that. And so I need to walk in self-control. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we will close by that. 2 Timothy chapter 3. From verse Now, the Bible says, but understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty. King James says, perilous time will come in the last days. I'm telling you that, I mean, not evil, it's been promoted in a terrible way. A high level than it has been in the past. And so God said that you need to understand that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. Now, what will happen in the times of difficulty? For people will be lovers of self. People will love selves. They will be lovers of selves. Lovers of money. Is there an age whereby people have loved money than now? Tell me, people love money. So many things are happening in the name of money. It's terrible. God said that this is going to happen. You know, this afternoon we were talking and saying that, you know, this world is doomed already. In other words, there is no future in this world. That is why the Bible says it's going to pass away. So God has not really, no longer have faith and no longer have interest in this world. It's passing away. And that is why he said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. In Revelation, right at the end, it says that I saw a new heaven and a new earth. I saw new Jerusalem. And that's where we're going to be. Yeah. And this world will vanish. Now, here it's a thing. That when you invest your life on the world that it's going down, not wise. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking that, you know, just think about a ship, eh? A ship, a big boat. And it is sinking. It's out there in the ocean, it's sinking. While it's sinking, when you are on one of the windows of the ship, you're busy shining it, polishing, removing the mark while the ship is sinking. Would that be wise? No, it won't be wise. But while the ship is sinking, the only benefit of the ship while it's sinking is to stand on top of it while the helicopter is bringing down a rope that will take you up. That is the only hope. You never invest. You never really pay attention on the ship that is sinking. And you know, at times, our lives, we really focus on a sinking ship. Look here, you just use this world while you're here, but your focus is not on this world. Your focus is on God. The helicopter is out there bringing down the rope, so your focus is on God. Now, that is why the Bible talks about use the resources of this world for the kingdom. It says, your treasures in heaven, do what? Yeah, don't put your treasures here on earth. Put your treasures in heaven. where moth and rot, you know, rust not. So you're not, you don't clean the window of a sinking ship. Or you paint, you know, the side of a sinking ship. Don't do that. But look up unto heaven. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that, you know, if look at yourself, how much of the resources and everything, how much is it that is counting in heaven's kingdom? Oh, everything that you're doing, it's all about the earth. Yeah. I'll have the best car. I will have my house. You know, it will be beautiful. Yeah. And yes, we must have good cars. We must have, you know, good houses. But we are having them. The reason why we are having them is so that they can assist us to put up treasures in heaven. So, if your car, you know, it's a good car, but you can't go and collect somebody to come to church, it's a waste. You are shining a window of a sinking ship. Thank you. If your house is beautiful, it's nice, but you never open it up for a cell group or for a prayer meeting, you know, it's all your house. How about that? But mess up the sofa, how, you know, how about that? But silafata, you know, all of that. You never open your house for the kingdom's sake. You are shining the window of a sinking ship. In a month, tell yourself how much in the kingdom, my resources, how much impact have they had in the kingdom? You understand what I'm talking about? That's what you need to ask yourself. That, you know, God has given me these resources, but just this month of May, at the end of May, you know, let me take stock. How much of this has been used for the kingdom? That's where you'll see whether are you shining the window of a sinking ship, or are you standing on the roof of a sinking ship looking at the rope that the helicopter is bringing to take you out of the ship. It's good preaching, I know. Yeah. And so God says here that people will be lovers of self and lovers of money. That's what would happen. And it says that they will be proud. They will be arrogant. They will be abusive. How many abusive relationships are we seeing around? The Bible says that they will be abusive. Yeah. They will be disobedient to their parents. How many children are disobeying their parents? Nah, it's my right. They will be ungrateful. When you do something, people see that it's their right. You're supposed to have done that. They will be ungrateful. And unholy. They will be heartless. They will be unappeasable. They will be slanderous. And what else? Without self-control. So in the midst of all of this, what will be happening? They will also be without self-control. They will be brutal, not loving good. They will be treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. For among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres oppose Moses, so this man also oppose the truth. Now listen to this. Men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. So what made these people to be like this is because they were corrupted in mind. There were some imprints in their minds. All those things that we read before, that they are lovers of self, they are lovers of money, they are disobedient to their parents and all of that. The cause of that, where it all started, is because the mind had been corrupted, had been imprinted in the mind. And that affected the way they were thinking. And they were disqualified regarding the faith. They were not regarded as people of the faith because of such things that were happening. And so, church, we need to be very careful how and what we allow things in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
You know, we need to be very careful that what is it that I allow in my mind, and that put a stamp. And what stamp is it? Is that thing going to affect my life? Is it going to control my life? You need to be very careful. Amen? And so, that's what we need to do. Now, what's going to happen? We're going to close in prayer. You know, we'll receive offering, close in prayer, do the announcement. And after we have closed in prayer, I sense, you know, I went home and God said that you should have done this. And, you know, and I didn't do that last week. So after we have closed in prayer, you know, we will play a lovely, good worship, soft music, and I will be here. And people that you say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me because there are some things in my mind, you know, imprints in my mind. I don't like them. I don't have to know what is it, you know. And I'm going to pray. The power of God is here. And the power of God is going to set you free. Yeah. So when we close in prayer, whoever wants to go can leave. And those who need prayer, I will be right here. And I'll pray for you. And I'll pray that God's grace, God will come and clean your mind. God will come and remove the wrong imprints in our life, in your mind. And that the grace of God would be upon your life. I sense that I should have done that last week, you know, but I'm going to be obedient to God. I'm going to do it this week. And so that's going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
Let's say this. Father God, I thank you for helping me to live right before you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What happens is when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love.
Wow, what a great...
great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.